Hello, welcome. The Reverend Steve Morris here. Thank you so much for joining me in this service on the second Sunday of Lent. It's really good to have you here with me today, and I'm you know, you're genuinely welcome. So please just listen, and I hope that you get a real sense of God's touch upon your life. The Lord be with you, and also with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I encourage you now to bring to God anything you'd like to say sorry for, knowing that God's entire being is geared towards loving us and understanding us, and when we bring that which is wrong, to forgive us and giving us time to start again. So please, why not bring the things you are sorry for, the things that are burdening you, and cast them upon the Lord. Father, we bring all that burdens us into your presence. We know that we have sinned, and we have sinned against you, and we've done evil in your sight, and we are very sorry. And thank you so much for your gift of forgiveness. We accept it with open hearts and open minds. Please, Lord, would you let us live lives that are worthy of you. Amen. So, our reading today is from the Gospel of Mark. It's Mark 8, and we're beginning at verse 31. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then he called the crowds to him, along with his disciples, and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." You've got to say this is strong, strong stuff. And let's work our way through from the beginning. We've just gone on from the bit where Peter, the penny has finally dropped, and he acknowledges that Jesus is the Christ. And in a sense, that's the pivot of the whole gospel there, because at that moment, when the penny has dropped, Christ can then go to his death. He couldn't do it before they knew what it all meant and who he was, but now they do, and now Peter does, the leader of the church, as will be. But Peter, as ever, manages to open mouth, insert foot. Jesus talks about his suffering. It's hard, always hard, to hear about the suffering of people we love. And you've got to feel a bit sorry for Peter. I don't blame Peter. But he says, stop it. Stop speaking about this. Stop speaking about it. But he can't. And Peter is really put in his place. "Get behind me, Satan." It's one of those phrases that's popped into popular culture, hasn't it? I wonder how Peter would have felt. I know I'd probably have been crushed. Maybe he was as well. But it was done, I think, with love, and it was important for people to know that the suffering cannot be dodged. And I think that's a really profound insight. The suffering cannot be dodged. The sacrifice of following God cannot be dodged. It isn't a hobby, dear friends. It's not a hobby like going down the garden centre. There's a cost, but the rewards are extraordinary. Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." This has always been one of my favourite sections of this gospel, because I think that what it says is that we follow Jesus as imperfect people, each of us with crosses to bear in our life, in our history, whatever it might be. And yet those things are no barrier to being a pilgrim and a follower. In fact, rather than say we can't do something because of something, they're actually part of the propelling us into ministry and mission and caring for others. I had a friend who spoke to me and he said, you know, I just feel that I'm not really very well. I've been very up and down. How can I be a decent Christian when I'm like this? And this is it. Take up your cross, my friend, and follow Jesus. Indeed, in those things that we are vulnerable in, the things that trouble us, that are painful, that's where our compassion for others can come from, the ministry can come from, and we ally ourselves with the suffering of Jesus himself. There is no such thing as a suffering-free life. It's part of the journey. Jesus says some very, very strong words, really. He said, if you try to hang on to all the bits and pieces of life that are ephemeral of the world, then somehow you will lose the most important thing, which is your spirit and your soul. And I think that's absolutely right, isn't it? Some of the people who've most inspired me, I just know they've got their priorities completely right. Jesus talks about not being ashamed of him. And that's important too. I don't think I want to crow about my faith. I don't want to boast about it. But I'm not ashamed of it. And I will explain to anyone, even if they are hostile, why I believe in Jesus Christ. I'll do it calmly. I'll do it plainly. And if I don't get a good response to it, then I just move on to someone else and I bless wherever I've been. And I'd like to encourage you today that whatever cross you feel that you're carrying, or your friends are carrying, or your loved ones, to know that that is not a barrier to being an extraordinary follower of the Lord. Amen. We believe, though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every name should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray for the crosses that other people are bearing, that are heavy. We pray that you would lighten their load, that you would surround them with love and care and friendship, and that for ourselves, when our cross seems too heavy, likewise, you would bring someone else to help carry it, as you had yourself when Simon came on and helped with that cross as you were finding it so hard to go to your destiny. Father, we pray for our country and our leaders, the leaders of our church. We pray especially for our royal family today, Lord, for there are various problems, I know, and the Queen must sometimes feel very, very sad about what's happening, and we pray for her, and we pray, Lord, that you will be with our monarch in all that has happened and all that is good and bad. Father, we pray for our parishes, and we pray for the people that we know and we love. And we now take a moment just to lift to God the name of anyone that we're concerned about or would like to put that name into his glorious presence. Let's do that now. Father, accept these prayers. They are offered in great sincerity and hope. Amen. And so we move on to the peace. If you're in a room with someone, you can share it with them. If not, you might want to text. When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And also with you. So, friends, we now move on to the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. And he opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit, that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. So with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let's pray the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. So, friends, we are right towards the end of our service. Thank you so much for joining me. I do find the message, I think, about the taking up one's cross to be very heartening, and I encourage you, if you're carrying a heavy cross, you know, speak to someone, ring me, ring someone that you love, and talk about it. I'm convinced now that we are getting towards the end of this terrible period, and you know, life will never be the same, but I think that maybe we're going to appreciate things much more than we ever did. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine his beautiful face upon you. May he send his angels to protect you. May he protect those whom you love. May he be with you in your going out and your coming home. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We finish as ever with a commission, with a job. And I know it's quite hard to go out and go in peace because we're all indoors. But, you know, there are ways and means. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. Go well, dear friends.